Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I'm going to turn my attention over to the business world. We talk a lot about individual planning and finances, but business owners are doggone it, they're people too, and they need some guidance. And so I'm going to be looking for some myself today for our guest, who is president of Small Business Success, Mark LeBlanc. Welcome, Mark.
Hi, David. Great to be with you.
My pleasure. And the website for today's program is smallbusinesssuccess.com. And Mark's latest book, he's written several, is Growing Your Business. So, all right, let's tease him, Mark. How do we, as small business owners out here in the real world where real jobs are created and real business decisions are made, how do we grow our business?
Well, I think that's a great question. And I think job one is always getting your financial house in order. If the money side of your business or your practice is not clear, everything else is muddy. And, you know, when I work with someone or I speak to a group, I really have three objectives, and that's to help grow revenues, of course, put more money in an owner's pocket, and to help them focus on doing more of the work that they want and love to do.
So the first two, obviously, are going to be the more, I guess, obvious parts of that. You got to grow revenue. And if in order for the business to succeed, the business owner has to succeed. And so there's got to be the profitability. But the third one, I think, is what a lot of people do not naturally notice or aware of, which is making sure that you are focused, that the business owner is focused and those involved, not just the owner, but everyone else is too. Speak to that a little bit about the business owner focus, because it's so easy for a business owner to take that approach of that they're the best at everything, or they're going to do everything, or they're going to be involved with everything, or they're going to know everything going on, and they can't be as successful as they could be if they got more focused.
Well, that's true, and I think the more focused you are, the easier everything becomes. And in the early stages of a business, I mean, I'm sure you and myself included and everybody that I talk to, in the early stages, we're just looking for a prospect. You know, we're looking for somebody who has a need, the ability to make a decision, and the willingness to write us a check for anything. And it's with maturity that we begin to find out, you know, we develop and shape our menu of programs and products and services, and we begin to zero in on the profile of our ideal client or our right fit. But it really, again, it begins, you know, the backbone of a business is the money side. And so many people have come to me. In fact, I've coached over 1,000 small business owners and independent professionals, and they come to me for lots of different reasons. But the lion's share of them have not taken the time to get the money side straight. And it's not just get the money side straight from a greed perspective or that more is always better, because we both know people that have either retired or on their deathbed had plenty of money and no joy.
Nobody ever puts on their gravestone, golly, if I'd only worked harder.
That's right.
Right? All the things that they say, here's what you should do that I should have done and I wish I'd done, and lived your life this way instead of like I did it.
That's right.
Well, you know, the thing that's interesting about that is you've got to get the money right, and a lot of times we always look for the grass is greener, you know, so the folks that come to you say, okay, Mark, help me with figuring out how to grow my business and do these things, but a lot of times they overlook that basic thing of making sure they understand what drives their profitability, what makes them a successful and high-value provider of the service that they offer, all of those things that make their business successful. And if they don't get the money right, then, you know, 5 new customers is not going to give them what they would hope it would give them if they've got leaky money. I mean, if they're not managing their money well and making good decisions about the fundamental business side of the business.
A lot of people suffer from what I call the Grand Canyon gap.
Mm.
They undercharge and overdeliver.
Now, that's interesting, because everybody says that, you know, all of the mantras out there are under-promise and over-deliver and exceed expectations and all these euphemisms for being a high-quality, low-cost provider, and that's how you win.
Well, you know, it's one thing to go the extra mile or two for a customer or a sale, but I find a lot of people going the extra 4, 5, 6 miles, and they eventually end up resenting the client and the work Because at the end of the day, if the profitability is not there, like you said, five more customers that you're not getting a good price on is not going to help you.
Well, and I think that if you're talking now about even the potential for burnout and depression for a business owner, and that, boy, that's deadly for the business. Mark, let's do this. Let's take a quick break. Mark LeBlanc is my guest, ladies and gentlemen, president of Small Business Success, smallbusinesssuccess.com, and the book is Growing Your Business. We'll be right back after this break.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read. You'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Mark LeBlanc is my guest. He's written the book, Growing Your Business. The website is smallbusinesssuccess.com. And so, okay, I have to ask you this. You talked earlier, Mark, about trained over 1,000 business people and independent contractors. What would you say, because our business owners are out there listening to this program, what are some of the things you've seen really, really mess a business up? And then, so let's do that. And then let's contrast that with some of the things that you've seen them do, which is really like all of a sudden just totally released and allowed their business to grow in a huge way.
Well, believe it or not, a lot of business owners are goal-driven, and they tend to look at their goals usually once a year, you know, as we've been taught or learned at the, you know, end of December, early January. And one of the things that I often recommend is throw away the concept of the annual goal based on the calendar year. Because if you're off track in March or May or June, the likelihood of getting back on track and finishing your calendar year on a positive note is very low. What I would prefer to do, and I talk about something called identifying your monthly optimistic number, and I really look at that as a benchmark, not a goal. And a benchmark is simply a number that measures an activity or a result. And if you can create a path and a plan to be at or near your monthly optimistic number, you have a much greater likelihood of reaching whatever you wanted for that calendar year.
I like that. And because you could really end up in a rut trying to stick to that annual goal, if you will. You know, as you were saying that, Mark, it actually surprised me, you know, that seems to be something you've run into quite a bit. And maybe I'm just a little bit more, I guess, looking at what's happening day to day, but I tend not so much to look at annual goals as I do as look at more of like monthly. I keep my time frame shorter because, you know, it seems, to, at least to me, and I think a lot of other folks you might talk to in the financial world, it has been last several years has really been, we can't afford to look at annual. We've got to stay very close and short with monthly expectations or monthly activities that we're really trying to achieve and adapting to the environment.
That's absolutely correct. And statistics tell us time and time again that New Year's resolutions tend to last a day or two or three. And as one of my clients once said, well, mine lasts typically until my next meal. but what I want people to do is really create a snapshot of a model month.
There you go.
And then look at what they need to do to replicate that on an every 30 days basis. And I always like to have people look at a rolling 12-month set of numbers.
Yeah, I like that.
Rather than simply numbers year to date, which is traditionally the way we look at them. But, you know, we're good at looking at a 12-month set of numbers in early January. Well, if you could get into the practice and the mindset of looking at that 12-month rolling window every 30 days, and then comparing it with the same 12-month rolling period the year before, now you've got real data every 30 days in which to make better decisions.
That makes it very relevant. And, you know, I heard somebody say a while ago that, you know, they've been in business 20 years, but they had 1 year of experience because it's the last 12 months that is the most relevant, because we are in, you know, technology is changing so rapidly. And there is so much that we have to keep as a business owner. And, you know, because there's the two sides of the business. There's two parts of the business. There's the running the business and there's the providing the service. And we've got to keep the business owner has to know what's going on with both sides. And both of them could be changing. And they've really got to have this more recent and more measurable period that they're looking at.
That's right. And I like to look at three different tracks in a business. You have a booking or a business development track, your delivery track, and then your collections or, you know, your money track. And these need to be set up and managed as three parallel tracks, not three competing tracks.
That's good. Let's do this. I want to take a quick break, Mark. We'll come back and we'll expand on that. Mark LeBlanc is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. SmallBusinessSuccess.com, Growing Your Business is the book. Stay right there and we'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
So you've been wanting to get a copy of my book. David Holland here telling you about how to get great advice and avoid scams. Well, you can, of course, get that from my website. But if you're out and about and you'd like to take a look at the book, pick it up, hold it in your hand, stop by Inspirations. John Hill's the owner. It's at 162 South Nova Road in Ormond Beach. And tell him that I sent you. If you're just joining us, Mark LeBlanc is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is president of Small Business Success. That's also the name of the website, smallbusinesssuccess.com. And the book is Growing Your Business. And I'm looking forward to reading my own copy, Mark. I think that you're on the right track with all this. And you spoke before the break of competing tracks. So let's get into that again. What are those three things that really need to run parallel for the business owner to succeed?
The three tracks are your what I call your booking or your business development track, generating sales.
Okay.
And then the second track is the delivery track of your programs, products, and services. And then third is the money track.
Okay.
And our ego often runs on the delivery track. If you ask somebody, how are you doing, he or she often responds to what they do or do not have on their calendar. That's the delivery track. Our emotions run on our cash flow.
You got it, Mark.
and you know, I always have this funny line in a presentation. How many of you feel better when you have money in the bank? And
yeah,
everybody laughs. And when that financial noose tightens around our neck, boy, it gets harder and harder to get back over to that marketing and business development track and get that moving again. And especially in the small business world, you know, we ride the ups and downs of the roller coaster, and we really need to look at different best practices for smoothing out those highs and lows.
I think a lot of people really have no idea, folks that have not been involved with running a business or meeting a payroll, they have no concept of what that's all about.
Or missing a payroll,
or yeah, and having other people's lives that you are financial lives, at least, you're responsible for. And the money track, of course, business development, the delivery of services, the money track, that's really a really great way of breaking it down. And I worked for two companies before I started my own business, Mark, and one of them was an insurance agency, and the CEO had a saying, which I love, is new business cures all ills.
Mm.
But that's as you said, that's an emotional thing, which can be, it's a good thing. You want to be positive so you can, you know, have energy, be confident. And of course, clients can smell that confidence or lack of confidence very quickly. And they want to do business with people who are confident about the services they're rendering, and they want to do business with a successful business because they want you to be there to deliver the services you're promising to deliver.
That's exactly true.
And so this has a compound effect. It's not just money in the bank today. It's money in the bank tomorrow and next year.
Well, and I don't think I've ever had somebody come to me and say, Mark, I overbooked myself.
That's not usually a problem, is it?
No. We'll always figure that out. I mean, it might be stressful if we have a banner month or a great quarter or an unbelievable year.
We call those good problems.
You bet. We'll figure that out. And, you know, for the most part, barring any very serious mistakes or blunders, and certainly there are examples of that out there, we're survivors. We'll figure out. I mean, it's not always pretty. You know, we might have to tap into a line of, you know, lines of credit, or in the small business world, sometimes credit cards.
But or back up and retrace your steps. I mean, yep. You know, I had expanded my business, unfortunately, at what ended up being the worst possible time, when 2008, 2009, I'd opened up a couple of other offices. And you know what? I had to put the car in reverse.
You bet.
And that's just what business owners have to do. And it doesn't mean that we're not successful. It doesn't mean we aren't providing great services to our clients. It's just sometimes you have to adapt. You can't say, you know, darn their torpedoes, right? You've got to be smart and do what you need to do to make the business successful.
That's right. And we don't often figure out the booking track. And if we can figure out the booking track in our business or practice, the delivery track and the money track often fall right into line.
And you know, the booking or the business development track you're talking about, Mark, is often, you know, people get mixed up between marketing and selling, you know, marketing and sales, and also that the delivery of services. And let's do this. Let's take a break. I want to come back and talk a little bit about that business development piece, because I think that's really where it all starts. Mark LeBlanc, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest, president of Small Business Success. SmallBusinessSuccess.com is the website. Growing Your Business is the book. We'll be right back after this break.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
Many people invest without ever knowing what they pay in investment fees. When was the last time you dropped your car off for service and told them to fix whatever they want without getting an estimate first? I'll bet never. Why treat your portfolio any different? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation, or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we are back. Mark LeBlanc is on the line with us, and he is I'm going to call it as it is, Mark. You're a business expert on how business owners are trying to get where they want to go with their business. And we were talking through some of these things that are parallel tracks for the business that the business owner needs to get right to be successful. And we talked about the business development, delivery of services, and the money track. The business development, of course, is where it all starts. I mean, you got to have money in the bank to start the company, but to keep adding money to the bank account, paying the bills, and being able to deliver the services, you have to have that business development. What are some of the things that you've seen that allow businesses to be successful in that area?
Well, I think number one, you identify your monthly optimistic number.
Okay.
And so that you have a continuous awareness around what your target, your every 30-day target is. And then number two, I teach people to be more focused or maintain their daily focus by asking the what I call the AM-PM questions. And your AM question is, what am I doing today to book my monthly optimistic number of X?
Good.
And at the end of the day, what did I do today to book my monthly optimistic number of X? And that is an incredible awareness or mindset builder, because every day we place four bets. we bet our time, our energy, our money, and our creativity. And the AM-PM questions often bring us back to center every 24 hours.
Well, here's what I love about that, Mark, is there's no place to hide.
You're right. The truth is the truth.
That's right. There's no place to hide. And you cannot, you've got 20 to 22 business days a month if you're working a five-day work week, and you've got a defined or finite amount of time, energy, money, of course, and creativity. Well, unless you're the Federal Reserve, then that's different. But money-wise, we have a certain number of dollars to work with. And I think it's often, we all get the 24 hours. You know, Donald Trump only needs 4 hours a day. That's why, to sleep, because, you know, that's his thing. So he's got extra hours. But for a lot of the rest of us, we only have so many productive hours available to us with other commitments besides work. We've got the money, which is finite. The thing I think a lot of times people skip over is there's only so much energy. You only have so much stamina, and there's also a finite amount of creativity.
That's correct.
I mean, there's only so much of that you have in your capacity on a daily basis, and so you've got to really, I'm getting it. I appreciate your framing it up. It's clicking in place here for me. You've got to marshal those resources, because they are, each one are finite.
You bet. And not everybody is blessed with, you know, the creativity gene. And, you know, in many cases, we can outsource creativity, but we need an energy plan just as much as we need a business plan. In fact, it's, you know, taking care of yourself, and whether it's getting enough rest, the right foods to eat.
Yeah.
But anything we can do to maintain our energy is critical.
Not a trick, and there's no gimmick here. I can tell our listeners firsthand that I can definitely feel and experience a difference of energy levels, whether I've gotten 8 or I've gotten 6 hours of sleep.
That's right.
I mean, it's not magic. It's not a gimmick. And what's ironic is I'm getting more done, and I'm more focused, and I'm more effective with that 8 hours than if I had, you know, maybe spent those other 2 hours working to have any creativity. You're going to have that sleep.
You really need to pull out the stops and do whatever it takes to maintain, maybe not at all times a peak performance, but near peak performance. And, it, you know, David, it sounds trite, but, you know, that extra glass of wine, that double dessert, that caffeine in the evening, if you don't sleep well, you're not going to set up your day the next day in a very positive way.
Well, and you know what? I was going to add to that, that be at that peak performance level or as close to it as you can all day or as much of the day as you can. So work really hard and then go home.
Yeah.
In other words, you know, work, hit it as hard as you can and then go home. It's like working out with weights or exercising, trying to build muscles or something. You hit it really hard and then stop and get out of the gym and go do something else.
Yeah, that's for sure.
All right, Mark, we are going to have to get out of the gym. We're out of time. Mark LeBlanc, ladies and gentlemen, president of Small Business Success, smallbusinesssuccess.com, and Growing Your Business is the book. Mark, we'll have to have you back. There's lots more here, and I loved having you as a guest.
Hey, thank you very much, David.
All right, thank you.
Did you know living longer could be the death of your retirement? According to the U.S. Census Bureau, babies born today can expect to live until an average age of 78. Whether you're retiring today, tomorrow, or in 20 years, you must ask yourself, will your retirement plan go the distance? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com. If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Creating a world with less cancer takes a team effort. It takes survivors and caregivers, and regular folks like you and me who all unite at Relay for Life. This year, nearly 4 million people nationwide will come together to celebrate, remember, and fight back. We're the American Cancer Society, the official sponsor of birthdays. Visit us at relayforlife.org.
Are you gambling with too much money invested in the stock market? How can you tell? It's simple. The rule of 100. Take your age and subtract it from 100. The result is how much you might want to keep in the market. The rest should be off the table, invested in something safe. Every rule has an exception, but the rule of 100 is a good starting point to determine if your portfolio is out of balance. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio. Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read. You'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.